Boop, 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 boop. Oh, hi, Michael.
Hey,
hi.
Babe.
What's up, good. Honey?
What
yeah.
are you wearing?
Oh, I thought you can't do that.
Yeah.
Can't do that. Hey, what's going on? How are you?
Dude, it was so crazy in here today. There was just like a big fight and it was crazy. They just like, they're taking one guy out.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I wanted to talk to you about some stuff, just my family.
Okay.
We had a conversation last night.
It was great meeting them. It was couldn't really hear too well because your father's crying.
He does that. He gets emotional, but you look really hot. You look so handsome.
Oh,
but
thanks.
There was
you look like your family.
But what? Really?
Yeah.
Really? Thank you.
Yeah, mostly your mother.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah. She's beautiful. You should see me in that wig.
Feminine face.
So there was a conversation left where I kind of mentioned that, you know, last time we were together, you and I did some things we didn't, that I relapsed.
Why'd you do that?
Well, my sister really brought it up. Yeah, are you upset or?
Hold on.
No, I'm sorry. What?
What's
happening behind you?
They just maced someone and I'm that's the pepper spray.
What? Michael, what's happening?
I promise I'm not fake coughing.
Okay. Really?
I gotta go. Call me later. What are you wearing?
It's really hard to have communication with someone's in prison.
I died.
I've been found guilty.
He's guilty, y'all. Love after lockup.
Of love in the first degree, but I don't mind.
Sure don't.
As long as you're here with me, a judge and the jury, when they heard my plea, you know they sent me up the river.
Straight up fabric, okay?
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love.
Love after lockup, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. Those little Debbie cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit. I legitimately died and was reborn.
This was a great episode of Love During Lockup.
When he said it's hard to have communication because it's rough when... your boyfriend is coughing from pepper spray.
From pepper spray.
That's a very love during lockup.
Mm-hmm.
It did seem like he just wanted to get off the phone.
Sure did. Sure did. Because he was probably amped up because of the fight and he wanted to go fuck some guy.
Yeah. This storyline, the Joey Michael storyline, gets sketchier and sketchier as we go on.
Ooh.
Yeah. Especially when we know the whole family is basically in recovery. Joey is hanging. Joey's sobriety is hanging by a thread.
Yeah.
And I don't know. This is Lurler.
It's not going to be good. It's not going to be good.
Season 5, episode 25.
Or episode 3.
Of season 5.
Of season 5. We don't get it.
Yeah.
Cut the cameras! !
I'm so glad she did that.
Yes.
She's going to turn the back on, though,
you know,
I'm
what?
Sure.
I might like her. I might. Don't know yet.
I don't know. Still working it out. What a fucking narcissist that mom is. Woo!
She is so addicted to drama. You could tell.
Yeah.
Like, she wants to be on the show.
Yeah.
She wants the drama of the show, and she pulled her back in when she was going to leave.
It feels like her son has some of the same qualities, unfortunately.
Yeah. We're not anything like our mother, so that's surprising.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Right? I think this might be the first time in Love After Lockup history that one of the problems is that while incarcerated, one person of the partnership has gotten a tattoo of a portrait of their ex on their arm. And they're trying to figure out what to do.
Kind of surprised this isn't the first time that's come up. If you think about it.
Yeah.
So.
Y'all don't get a portrait of anybody. There's much harder. At least with a name, you can cover that up with the, you can black that out. A portrait takes much more creativity.
And it's probably not even good to do it for famous people.
I agree.
Because, you know, everybody thought, you know, somebody got a Bill Cosby tattoo.
You had a painting. Portrait.
I thank God it was only a portrait.
Yeah.
some queen probably got a Jonathan Van Ness tattoo, and he's terrible now too. So who knows? I don't know if he is. That's all allegedly.
Don't get a portrait tattoo. I'm just gonna say it now. Mm-hmm. Unless they're dead. It's much better if they're dead. That at least.
Who would you get a tattoo of someone dead? If you had, I mean, you're not a tattoo person, but if you were, there's a little fly.
I can see it.
I want to get it.
Stop it.
I want Dr. Pepper.
Jonas Salk.
I don't know who that is.
Inventor of the polio vaccine.
Oh.
I'm just making that up.
Well.
But he literally cured polio. And it was a big thing because it was so.
Until people stopped getting vaccines.
And maybe it's coming back.
And then maybe it's back now.
Hello, measles.
Hello,
measles. Hello, rubella. Beautiful name for a girl.
It is kind of a name.
Mm-hmm. Ain't my niece, Rubella.
You could call her Rue or Bella. Wow, it's two nicknames in one.
I think we've made that joke before, but that's fine. It still doesn't get any better.
When do we make new jokes?
Y'all.
Come see us on live shows,
come
y'all.
Come see us on, this is airing on Friday, Friday the 3rd. So we will be in Nashville on the 7th of May, in Tampa on the 8th, in Orlando on the 9th, and in Fort Lauderdale on the 10th. You can find all of the ticket links under our link tree.
We should also let people know that.
In our Insta.
So we're not going to record this tomorrow. We're not covering episode 4 tomorrow. You and I aren't going to record it, right? So that means we can tell people.
We can tell people officially.
That we will be recording the next Love During Lockup episode on the road in a car while we're
it's
driving.
It's a road picture.
I have relented
mostly because I don't want to do. There's not a lot of ways where I can find that we can put this show in.
Can Christina get that picture of Road to Morocco with Bob Hope and Bing Crosby on a camel and put our faces on it, and it says Road to Florida, a road show.
Road to Fort Lauderdale.
Road to Fort Lauderdale.
Christina, work on that. I don't know. Christina's like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, you old fucks.
Come here if you're here for the Road to Morocco jokes.
I'm not happy about it. But it seems to be the only way. Can we switch halfway driving?
Whatever. That's fine.
I feel better if I'm driving at least half the way.
I get it. You feel more control and all that.
And I think that's better because then I don't have to drive the ship the whole time.
The only thing I just don't want to do is I'm not feeding you your notes the whole time while you're driving.
So
you have to remember what happened in the episode.
But that's fine. So I need to watch it. That's fine.
But I think if I just talk about stuff, you'll remember and be able to speak
exactly
about it.
But that's what I'm saying. The person who's not driving needs to do most of the explaining or the point.
It might be better because you won't get road sick.
I love it. Road sick
or car sick. Okay. You won't be looking down.
That's true.
But you'll be yelling at people the entire time.
I don't think anyone on the podcast needs to hear us talk about how this is going to be organized.
Well, no, but I'm saying you're going, if you drive, you'll just scream at drivers.
Yes, I will.
So I would ask you to maybe try to reel that in a little bit for the continuity of the show.
I make absolutely no promises.
Okay. I just want the show to be, you know, a certain standard.
Like Karen from Family Chantel says, I have nothing to lose. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Y'all get it on this tier. We just did the watch along of season 2, episode 1, where Royal and his
and Jeanette.
Be Royal. And his wife, Antoinette.
And Jeanette.
And Jeanette.
Not Marie Antoinette.
I'm going to fuck that up a lot. I almost called her Angeline, like that woman, pink woman in West Hollywood.
Yes.
Does she have a talent, or does she just have fake boobs and wears pink?
That's it. That's her talent.
Well, I bet Darcy
People say
loves
you
her.
Can't make it in this town.
But it's gonna be a good season.
And Nicole's new boyfriend, Alejandro.
There are songs about both of those people.
And Jeanette?
No.
Oh, Royal.
Just Royal.
Okay.
Is there an Jeanette? I don't know.
No, there's not.
Anything else? I think that's it.
We got lots of new characters on the Family Chantel season 2.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Mm-hmm. And the makeup budget got bumped up.
And Pedro is hotter than previously.
He is hotter.
As he said, no fat no more.
Yeah, he took mutai. All right, let's do this. So when we last left
them. Turn on Timey.
Yeah, that's best.
Yeah, where's Timey? Come here, Ruby. I can't say it. Reba McEntire,
we should probably bring her on tour, but then we probably lose her.
I think we would
lose
her.
Or we would leave her at the theater.
Oh, no!
And then it'd be like, you're trying to get medicine from your hotel.
Fuck them. I finally got it, by the way.
Oh, it kind of came?
Yeah, I talked to the right people. You know what I said? They picked up the phone. I went, someone in the executive office, please. Because you know what? My gentleman caller is in hotels, and he told me to do that.
Was he furious about the whole situation?
He was very furious.
Did he call?
No, he told me to call. I would not let him call because I know he would get very upset.
Oh, he wanted to, though. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I know he would get very upset and fight for me. So, that's what he does.
You made it sound like he's Ralph Macchio and you're Elizabeth Shue.
A little.
I am a man who will fight that hotel. You would look good in Elizabeth Shue wig and kind of that 80s, like over, and you just run on your gentleman caller. You just jump on him at the end of his fight when he gets off the call. I bet that's probably what would happen.
Yeah. Except we're open. So it's not like them, really. I've got 2 or 3 other people doing miracles for me.
There's a wax on, a wax on, and then another wax on. Wow. We're just popping in those really just new jokes, right, for 2024.
Teeny and Rob, or Tennis,
I did have a great
from DocuSweeties calls her.
I did want to tell you, Tennis. I did have a great old person moment today as my mother texted our chain, and she said, I'm so excited. I'm going to go see Hart at the Windstar Casino.
Ooh, Hart.
So she's going, and my nephew Dylan said, I don't know who that is. And I texted him. I was like, because he watched Marvel movies. I said, you probably know from that song Barracuda. It was in Thor. And I texted him.
Okay.
Like, I know that song. It was on Guitar Hero, too. And I was like, yeah. And my mom, I said, that's okay, Dylan. Mom has no idea who Drake is. And my mother responded, was Drake the lead singer of Queen? And I think she meant it in all seriousness.
Wow.
Yeah.
She should know Freddie Mercury. That was her time.
Well.
Anyway. Well.
All right, Tennis.
Did you mention that he died of AIDS?
No, I kept that to myself. Kept it. Just for me. Yeah.
I like to volunteer any time I find that someone is the least, if you're the least bit uncomfortable around gay people or queer people to drop. You know, they died of AIDS. Because straight people still go, AIDS. It's
some
still
of them
something.
Do.
Yeah.
Some of them do.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You like to drop uncomfortable bombs.
Yeah, and I think my therapist and I talk about it, that it relates to the fact that I could tell if I would be accepted as a child, so I would do that. So why don't you give me some grace?
I'm not judging you for it. I just said you like to drop uncomfortable bombs. Yeah.
I do. That was the way I learned to cope, so thank you.
That's great. Except for the rest of us.
And you know what? I love the way people react.
So empathetic.
And I'm going to keep doing it.
Tennis,
you know what?
And
we
Rob.
learn via uncomfortable bombs. We learn.
Whatever Enneagram 4. Let's move on.
We live and we learn.
All right. So Kate and
they're still, she's still walking out of this mom lunch.
She's like, I'm it. I'm out. You're talking about the ex. And Kate's like, wait. We got to talk.
Right.
We got to deal with each other. We've got to like.
What's interesting here, y'all, is the only time Kate starts to play ball is when Teenie starts to walk out.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's exactly what she wanted to happen.
Yeah.
And now, because now she's the one, now Teenie's the one being unreasonable.
She wanted to break her down because then she get upset. Then she makes her sit there.
Yep.
Makes her sit uncomfortable. Then she starts to cry.
Exactly.
And
this,
then.
This is totally sinister behavior.
It was.
Yeah.
And Kate says it is vulnerable narcissist behavior.
Totally.
And Kate says I wrote, this woman thrives on drama. And so. Teenie is crying.
And Teenie. It's Teenie. Either Teenie or
Well, it's
or
because
tennis.
Wall called her Tennis.
Right.
So now I'm calling her Teenie.
But I'm saying everyone calls her, the mom says, Teenie. That should help you remember.
I know it's Wall's fault because she called her Tennis and now it's stuck in my head. And it's spelled like tennis.
I agree. It should have another E. It really should.
Should.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Not helpful.
It's also, no, it's like Shantae.
It's you said Shanta, yeah, several times.
But now I have to write it with Y, so I'll read Shantae.
I asked you to do that, yeah.
I actually did it before you asked.
That's not true. Maybe, I know, I was going to say, that's not true. You never do anything before I ask.
I don't do anything when you usually ask.
So... later on, finally the mom says, well, you know what? She's like, tell me how you feel and maybe I can, I can switch the way I feel. I can switch it. That's never going to happen.
Never.
And
Teenie lays it out. She's like, look, I'm the one that's driven 5 years up and down that highway to go see him with my kids eating lunches out of vending machines. And she meant that as a badge of honor. And I just went, that feels like not great mothering.
couldn't we bring sandwiches?
But we also do find out that there might not be a lot of people to watch her kids because there are no father figures in these children's lives.
I think she's bringing the kids to meet their father. I have a lot of thoughts about this, of why the kids, and even the kids are like, it'd be nice to have our weekends back. And maybe you're right. Maybe there's no way. I feel like the daughter is plenty old enough to watch the younger kid. But I think Teenie brings them because in her head, they need to see their father.
And or she had a bad childhood and doesn't trust that someone won't hurt her kids while she's gone.
Both of those options are sad.
And true.
Yeah.
And are possibly true. Well, yeah, it could be. And so, and she even said, she starts crying. She said, I told him every time that he needed to reach out to his mom. I was the one, she said, I'm the one who started a petition to get his conviction addressed because of excessive sentencing, which is a thing.
16 years for robbery with no priors does seem a lot to me. I don't know a lot about that kind of stuff and how sensitive, but it is Oklahoma.
It's Oklahoma.
So I'm surprised they didn't try to execute him.
Yeah, where the racism comes sweeping down the plains.
Where the racism comes sweeping down the plains. Mm-hmm.
And don't forget that homophobia. It's there too.
Oh, yeah. A nice soup song.
And misogyny. Anything about women's rights. Just add it all.
So, and the mom, she's like, I don't think she knew about the petition or that she signed it. Anyway, she says... This is interesting. Kate says, I was wrong. I'm not perfect. It was in the way she said it was a little bit like, I was wrong. I'm not perfect. I came from a fucked up background. So it's switching tactics. Because when you're presented with enough evidence that you need to either say you're wrong, you need to say you're wrong, but blame it on your background. And it is possible to have a shitty background and choose newer and choose better choice and make better choices.
Mm-hmm.
But this woman,
I don't think that's why Kate said
this woman needs to blame her background on why her present actions.
But Tini pops back and says, I came from a shit background too. And that's what she talks about, being a single mother. Cheyenne's dad, bio dad, passed away
when she was one.
She was one. And Nehemiah's dad has just been non-existent.
Yeah.
So Kate says, he's not supposed to take care of me, his mother, but it'd be good if he helped me out a little bit. And she starts crying.
If she could spare some coin, and as she says in her in the moment, up that 100 to at least a bill 75. And then it's like, it's amazing how you were so emotional in the previous scene, mm-hmm. but then you can talk about money. I think we need to get to a place where Rob gets out of jail and we set a good boundary with mom, give her enough money so that she stays away. And then we can finally start to make our own communication here.
Never enough though.
As she said, yeah, it's never enough. And as she said again, I might like her if she gives me some more coin. Yeah, y'all, this is an in-law that the only way to make your relationship better is by having less of one. There's no way this is going to get better.
This is not going to get better.
No. She'll be your friend when she wants to be, when you're giving her things. And otherwise, she's going to talk shit about you to all her friends and her son.
Yeah.
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 Anyway, later on, she's having some wine. She is pissed. Tini is pissed about how Rob has not called her.
Called her, DM'd her, anything, and didn't warn her about his mother. So she said, I'm going to unplug the cameras and this will piss him off.
This is going to piss him off. Now,
I went, this doesn't feel healthy.
It's not, because it's behavior not for her own benefit. It's to create a reaction in him.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And Rob calls her. He's like, what's going on with the internet? She's like, well, I kicked you off because I wanted a night by myself. And he actually doesn't freak out. He kind of says, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, I don't think maybe she's done it before.
100%.
But I don't know. He's just like, what? And so then he talks about the meeting. She tells him about the meeting. And he's like, well, then we find out that he met his ex, who we can't even mention mm-hmm. on the show, while he was in prison on a dating site.
They dated for 7 years.
And they were still talking when Tini came into the picture, as he says, still communicating extensively.
But things weren't great between us.
This is rough. Oh.
And that's the tattoo. That's what he said. But that's his secret tattoo.
Is her portrait. Now, he also says, I'm sorry on behalf of on my mom's end if that was really what happened. Again, it sounds like an apology.
No, but it's not. She even says, what do you mean? And he then also, she also brings up, she said, I didn't know you were giving your mom an allowance. You weren't telling me that either.
I also want to say that y'all don't apologize for someone else. It doesn't help the other person. Also, it makes them feel like both of them are against her.
Yes.
In cahoots against Tini.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever apologize on someone's behalf. It doesn't help.
It's not good for you either. Because you know how many times I apologize for Poodle? Saying he'll never do that again.
Because I wasn't sorry.
And then as I look over, he's fucking another guy in a fountain in the middle of a mall.
I'm taking my pants off. Getting those pennies. Just scooping them up.
And you don't even need hands to pick them up. Go figure.
So the allowance, yes. And she says she still wants more. And she said, what else aren't you telling me? That's when we have the portrait. And I went down, this is beautiful.
Oh, I love that that's a secret. But also, it was very confusing. The people told him, I don't think he's telling her the whole story, because he said the officers, or I guess parole people, were saying it might be better for him to not take parole. I don't know why.
Well,
but then he would get out later.
He gets out 60 days later, which seems like a good deal. for no parole. I don't know how long parole would happen.
I was confused about it. Yeah. So he gets no parole. He just gets out and he's free.
Yeah.
And she's like, so when are you going home? He's like, I'm coming home. It's just going to be a little bit longer.
Let us know, y'all. Unfortunately, she relents. If anybody who knows experience in corrections and parole and knows about this, let us know why it would only be 60 days and he has no parole.
I don't get it.
Yeah. That seems like...
not that much. Why would anybody get out early to get parole?
Yeah.
Like, what's the point?
It seems sketch.
It's confusing.
Yes. I love you, Boopy. Tell me you love me, Boopy. Boopy.
I'm so anxious watching her segment. I know. I'm just so... it's just...
and the mom who looks like her sister.
Who's younger than us.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Boy, we really watch these shows and we're like, we're like, Ayana, she's like our age. It's just like one of us.
No, she's like 25.
She's 27.
Yeah.
And so that means she said,
but feels
the mom
younger.
Said, I had, did she say I was a teenage mother? Mm-hmm. So let's say she had her at what?
16.
16. And she's 27 now. So yeah.
43.
Okay.
Still, she looks great for 43.
Oh, she looks amazing.
Regardless.
Well, shit, she's a grandma.
Yeah. Once, twice over.
You could be a grandma.
So could you.
I don't know what you mean.
Y'all, we are doing what I called pre-jail errands. You know, you got to go around, pick up the dry cleaning.
Pay your bookie.
Pick up your mail. Go to the strip club, get your stuff. Mm-hmm. Pre-jail errands. You know, everybody does them.
Put that prescription in at Walgreens so it's there when you come back.
Yeah, 3 months.
Yeah.
Because she's going to be either gone 15 days or 90 days, which to me is a very large range.
Mm-hmm.
So when someone says, I'm trying to think if someone was talking to me, if they were like, if I was talking to them, like we were having a relationship, like, so I'm going to be either gone 15 days or 3 months. I don't know yet.
You kind of would be fine with that. You probably prefer the 3 months.
I think I would.
Actually, it feels like you would be the one saying that.
Yeah.
You'd be like Garricky, just going to Brazil instead of a month for 6 weeks at least.
And then they didn't even meet the poor bitch at the door.
No.
Or the airport.
No.
Big wife had to take a taxi.
No, I think a sissy put a screen grab of him sitting kind of halfway on the couch with his tank top riding up. And he just looks like a twunk who's still dressing as a twink.
It's that or kind of like a fly girl from In Living Color. That style.
Yeah.
All he needed was like a floppy hat, you know?
Yeah. Anyway.
That's Seeking Sister Wife. Yeah. Y'all, if you don't watch that show, you don't know what you're missing. You're getting it. Oh, holy shit. Pre-jail errands. She's making sure everyone has money for her kids and money on Jamal's books. And as she says, if Jamal needs money, he will make it known.
And she said, and so her plan is, her friend Lexi's like, so wait a minute. So you're going to go visit with Jamal, and then the same day you're going to court, and then the next day you're going to jail. And she goes, yeah, can we stop by Duane Reade too? I need to just get... That's it. Mm-hmm. Got it. Check, check.
I got to stop at the cobbler too. I've been having some shoes there so long.
I clacked them together and one of the heels broke at work.
Can we make a Target run really fast? So, I love their bath line.
Do you feel like she's one of those dancers? Well, she calls herself a stripper.
She started saying a dancer.
Oh, she said a dance.
Yeah.
I just want to use her words.
Yeah.
Do you think she's one of those that, I love the ones that always clack their heels together and go, pop.
I think she does whatever gets her the most money. I don't think she's in it for, quote, the dance. You
know, oh, I thought they all though have different like styles, like the women and you got to get a gimmick from Gypsy.
Yeah,
like a trumpet or an angel wing.
I think that's a dated version of what exotic dancers are these days. Not everyone has a theme.
You've got to get a gimmick.
I believe there is burlesque, which is what kind of that was.
Yes.
This is more stripping, and this is how can I get more money out of this guy that I'm seeing.
I just think...
I'd
give more money.
Disabuse you of these romantic notions.
I would give, you know, go-go dancers don't do this, but I would give more money to a go-go dancer if he was a theme, had a theme.
I think you're going to give them as much money as long as they whisper in your ear.
But if they have vampire teeth and pretend to be a vampire, more of a werewolf,
yeah.
I'd give them a little more.
I don't think they have to do anything to get money from you, sadly.
They smell so good.
MRSA. Do you know how many people have touched them? Do you know?
Do you know how many people have touched you?
Fair point. That's why I've got that sanitizer spray in my shower.
You just stand there.
Yeah. So they're calling. Jamal calls and Lexi and Ayana are on the phone. And then Lexi just takes the phone away with her curly baby hairs just flopping in the breeze. And she says, I think this is too soon. And Jamal's like, I'm not going to break her heart. Get ready to be a bridesmaid. And Ayana's like, oh, I love that talk.
And Lexi's like, so easy. Yeah.
And Lexi doesn't buy it.
And she says, well, when men are incarcerated, a lot of times they give you this fairy tale story. Yeah. And I get that. And Ayana wants a fairy tale story because she doesn't want to look at her real life. It's blatantly obvious.
Boy, that's real.
Her obsession with him and her desire to have to go see him. And then later when she's FaceTiming him, while she needs to be taking care of her business, she's there and her sister's like, she's completely just in denial about her situation.
Later,
it's not going to end well, y'all.
Later on, she's at her mother's house and Jamal calls again. And Darian, her son, who has been living with her mother, as she said, you know, wasn't really working. I had him when I was very young and we just decided this works better for everybody. Which, you know what that said to me?
That
her son wants to live there.
Well, that her son wants to live there, and she never really fully got her shit together, and it wasn't safe for her kid to be with her.
Yeah. I'm not sure why the youngest lives with her.
Because she's a baby, and she has no choice.
Yeah, because the mom probably won't. Yeah. The mom probably can't handle the baby.
They're not going to report her to Child Protective Services or anything like that, because they don't want her to lose rights to her kid.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Mark my words, unless she drastically changes her life, the girl will end up living with the grandmother.
I agree. So y'all, then Jamal calls and she's like, I know there's no nudity on video chats, but because those people watch, she's like, I don't care. Because then she says, I'm definitely a sex addict. I want to be a slut for you. And then claps her ass cheeks.
Again, raise your hand if you're sitting on this couch and you've done that.
I don't know if I've clapped my ass cheeks. I've definitely jiggled them suggestively.
Gross.
I just like it when she's like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely addicted to sex, as kind of dirty talk.
She's 100% an addict.
Yeah. So it just depends on what substance it is, whether it's sex, whether it's alcohol. And even weed, even not chemically addicted, but just what it does for her, the process.
You can get addicted for other reasons from weed. And regardless of what, y'all, obviously we're, you know, we have no problems with weed, but you don't need to get high and fucking drive.
Yeah.
That's not, I hope her kid wasn't in the car with her.
It is the idea that she never seems to take any responsibility for that. She can only critique the charge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you imagine getting high, driving while high?
Oh, no.
Everyone does it.
Yeah, she was talking about how stupid it was. And look, do people do it? Yeah. So, and I get it. And the chances of a white woman getting pulled over versus, yes, all of that.
Yeah.
But still, though, it's your second DUI that you've had.
Yeah. And she won't. And basically, she's talking to her mom later on.
Keisha. It's like when she said, I don't have an anger problem. She couldn't say the words, I need anger management. She won't own anything.
And basically, they're saying, you know, it's... He said, if I find, what was it? If I find, she's talking about if what happens if Jamal's talking to another woman. She's like, I might be in jail another 2 weeks.
Also, when she was in the kitchen dancing with her son and her daughter, was she teaching them how to do a stripper move?
I don't know.
Because she said, she put her hands down. She was like, put your feet up on the mirror.
Oh, no.
And I think she was teaching them one of her dances from work.
No. No. That's bad.
That is classic
That's
Lalu.
That's not good, y'all.
And the worst part is the little baby girl's trying to do
She's
it.
She's just doing it. And at one point, so she's with her mom. She's like, mom's like, don't you put your feet on my couch. And then at one point, she says, I need you to take Amira. And Keisha's like, I'm going to tell you how I feel about this. This is your second DUI. And at some point, you got to get your fucking life together. This affects other people. And I had two kids when I was really young, right in high school. And because of if I take your little girl, this baby, I have to take days off.
And I don't get paid for that.
Yeah.
And then that affects how I run my house. And then Ayana's response to that was, how do you think I feel?
And then she says, and you know what? I can't control what's happening to me, which I wanted to That's scream.
100% addict.
Yeah.
Response.
And
Keisha even says, you're not hearing. She actually tries to say, you're not hearing me. You got to stop doing this shit. And she, Ayana still just doubles down.
This is really, it's a lot of times we do get anti-heroes on Love After Lockup.
Oh yeah. What's her name? Who the guy died?
Renika.
Renika.
But they're a lot funnier. Like Renika was yesterday. Asante was released yesterday. That still rolls on a loop in my brain. Yesterday.
Oh, and what was the name of all the different characters she was? She's like, when I get angry, I become Nika
Or it was Nika.
Then there was like Ray Ray. I don't know.
And the one was just like Looney, something like that.
I hope she comes back.
I don't know if she is. Sante's passed. So maybe, but she was funny and kind of had this, I don't know. She kind of understood that she was kind of foolish and in love.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this woman will ever take any responsibility, and it's really hard to like her. And I think that's what's becoming the problem. It's hard to like this person.
Yeah, I think about
I
her
do
therapy,
not
her,
like her.
Her therapy session was humanizing to her. I think she's the story of a lot of women in this situation or who are in this socioeconomic class, like that. Maybe that's why
she's got a shitty personality.
Well, no, let me finish. I was going to say that it's hard to get ahead. And so you see that, but her mother was in that situation too. And chose to look at it differently and made different choices and didn't let life happen to her.
I can't empathize with someone who will absolutely take no responsibility ever for what's happening to her.
Mm-hmm.
She's a bullshitter.
Yes, that she's bullshitting herself.
Yeah.
Saddest part.
Yeah.
And because she just does it. Because when Keisha says, I'm not going to pick up the pieces always. And Ayana goes, you should be. You're my mom. So I think there's some unprocessed trauma between them. That's not unpacked.
If I was the mom,
at her mother.
I don't blame the mom at all.
Yeah.
For saying that.
All right.
New couple alert.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Rick, 58, retired. Samantha, 56. And I went, what the fuck? There's a man in his 50s on Lalu. I need to see a 22-year-old
yeah.
woman.
Nope.
This is
felony DUI.
What is a felony DUI? Is it because you get a DUI so much?
I think you get a DUI twice, or maybe it's the second or third time is a felony.
Twice, thrice times a felony.
Yes. Or maybe the limit was, she was so far over the limit, it was a felony.
Oh.
Possibly.
Hmm.
But I think she mentioned that she'd had a couple DUIs.
I bet Gilbert, Arizona is nice.
Standing on a corner in Gilbert, Arizona, and we're buying some clothes to go to the high school reunion. Y'all, wherever they are, the clothes are not good.
They're not good.
Yeah.
He's with his nieces, Diana, spelled with a Y.
I noticed that too.
And Veronica, aka
Ronnie.
Ronnie. And they're shopping with him, and he says, look, I've been dating Samantha for over 3 months, but they reconnected after 35 years, kind of like my Aunt Peggy and her third husband.
This is very different for Lalu.
Yeah.
It's kind of quaint.
No, it's not. Here's the deal. It's just like with my, y'all, I've told this before to some of y'all, when my Aunt Peggy married her high school sweetheart, Scott, and then they divorced a week later because he put all the tires on his card, on her credit card.
And that was all it took.
You took her money. Don't take her money. She divorced him immediately. How dare you think I'd just pay up for you, buddy? She was pissed. So anyway, but what I was going to say for both sides, you think you know someone from 35 years ago. However, most people do a lot of changing in 35 years.
That is
and
true.
And this is probably going to crash and burn because, like, it's like, I forget their names already. What's her name?
You need to describe.
Cheerleader. And
Melissa and Louie.
Melissa and Louie, because she had this like high school thing, but they weren't that much older. So much has changed. They're going to, when they see each other, it's going to be so weird and awkward for them that it's nothing like high school.
I'm going to push back and say, I think since both these people have a shared history of recovery, that it actually might work. And it feels like this woman is ready to change her life. But maybe that's just what we're seeing. Maybe it's not like that.
Maybe.
But let me say why. So she's like, she was chasing me in seventh grade. And he's like, I was always a ladies' man.
He was really handsome when he was younger.
And he's like, but then I got divorced, and immediately I thought of all the women. I think this is a normal divorced man thing.
Mm-hmm.
You think of all the women in your past who might have let go, and you look where they are. And this one was in the pen.
It was in the pen. It's, y'all, word of advice. I don't care how long you're in a relationship. Never delete those old fuck buddies who gave you that good dicking down.
I don't know why you ever would think you would.
Well, you just never know. And he kept her. I guess
Or you know what you do? Maybe you delete them, but in your hope chest, you put them there.
Put them there.
Because who knows? What if your relationship, what if one day you decide your relationship was open? How naive.
I know. Don't delete. Because one day, you never know, you might want to meet up with Chad once again.
Or Jeremy Goodfuck, as I called them.
Jeremy Goodfuck, yes.
Yeah, those are still in my phone, by the way.
Remember when a sissy wrote a shout-out that said, shout out to Shane Journey Cake?
Yes. I still was, I'm appalled
we
by
never had
that name.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, so y'all, he found her on a pen pal site, and Sam says, she's in a reentry center, which means she's had to be in good behavior to get there. She has a job.
Mm-hmm.
And she was pulled over for a DUI and got 3.5 years.
She said she struggled with alcohol a lot, and it's been on and on a problem.
Yep.
But Rick sent her a letter, and she got it. And but The thing that was, they do tell each other, I know they've known each other for a while, but they've only been dating now for 3 months. And when they get off the phone, they're like, love you. And he's like, love you.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. And you got that trust account money, right? And Rick goes, yeah. Hang up the phone. Oh, gotta go. And then he went,
is this a medium? Which switched.
Yeah, medium. And that was funny.
What's the fabric in this shirt?
Is this polyester or organic?
It's at least 10% rayon.
Nylon. Diana and Ronnie immediately are like, what trust account?
And Ronnie is a corrections officer. She's like, I read these emails every day. Y'all, go to a party with Ronnie and she will tell you some shit.
I love both of them. Like when the one was talking to, and she was about to make the other sister cry and she looked at her the way you did and said, don't you do it. But y'all, they start to cry because we find out Wick almost died from.
Yeah, he's in recovery.
As well.
And he said, she parties like me. I used to drink and then I got some help. He says, I'm going to marry her. He's tearing up about this woman.
We just don't. It's kind of like Joey and Michael, which we're about to talk about. We just don't know where she is in her recovery.
I agree.
Right now, she's in the po-po. Yeah. So she's got to be so. Well, no, she could put salt in hand sanitizer, like Destiny said, and that could get you real fucked up.
I hope this woman, since for all appearances, she seems to be doing well. So who knows?
Yeah, I'd love for her to get some layers in her hair.
Yeah.
She's kind of holding on to that past 80s hair.
Oh, so Joey and Michael, we did pretty much most of this scene.
Yeah.
But this is, they...
Last night, my relapse came out.
My sister told my family about my prolapse. Y'all, if you don't know what a prolapse is,
Google it.
You can look it. Don't do it at work.
Google it at work.
Maybe not after you've eaten.
Or if you want to find a fun way, just Google gay and rosebud and see what comes up.
It's not going to be good.
It's not going to be good. And one of you are going to do it and be really angry at us.
So anyway, they have this kind of like cagey conversation about the relapse and why don't you tell them? And Joe even says, sometimes I worry, God, this makes me, and it's not that I have this inclination to protect Joey, because that's not helpful either.
No.
Because this guy needs to do it on himself. His family can't help him either. But
you're
he
just
says,
worried because you love his family.
I like his family, and I can just see him making excuses, and because he's still obviously, it feels like other people in Joey's family are further along in recovery than he is.
Oh, yeah.
And it feels like, he even says, I'm pretty fragile with my sobriety right now.
Because he's 100% dealing, he needs to do like Al-Anon shit and codependency as well. And, so he'll do whatever this guy wants him to do.
And love addiction.
He wants to do what this guy wants him to do.
So, because y'all, if Michael wants to when he gets out, he'll use. He'll do whatever the fuck he wants.
He'll shove a booty bump up Joey's butt and fuck him till Thursday.
Whoa.
Well, hey. It's going to happen.
And it would be Monday. And he'd
and
still
it would
fucking
be Monday.
Thursday.
Yeah, till Thursday. Yeah.
So they're talking about later on when after they call, after the pepper spray coughing. He's like, so have you got your release date yet? It's like, well, maybe 3 months, maybe 6 months. I don't know.
And then Michael says to the, in the moment on a phone, he's like, if I have to be honest, I could potentially be here for another 6 years.
Which y'all,
years.
You know what that means? There are additional charges and he hasn't told Joey.
That would be the best thing to happen to Joey.
I agree. Sadly, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I would like to say that our first male-male relationship from Love After Lockup would go a little bit further.
Have we had? We've had a female one, right? Well, Puppy and Amber.
But that wasn't.
But that was
technically.
They weren't dating on the outside.
Yeah.
Have we had a lesbian couple on the outside or a queer female couple?
I don't think so. Well. Nicole and the Nicole Jr. and Tina?
Tia.
Yeah.
Remember that? But weren't really, that she
and
was
Black
with?
Black and White Cookie went on a date with a girl, but was like,
yeah,
I don't really like this. I like Dalton.
She's like, just stir the just steer the gondola. Do you like tiramisu? I know a really good place.
Oh, God, I loved that. All right,
y'all. That was a great first season of Love During Lockup. If you never watched that one, go back, because that was full of characters. Mm. That was Black and White Cookie. That was Ty.
Dalton's mother.
Dalton. That season was full.
That was Ty, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was a great season. Anyway, but it turns out Michael will not give Joey a straight answer. You're exactly right. The best thing would be for him to be in jail for a long time. Joey could move on.
Well, let's talk about Sean, not Shanta, but Shantae and True. And now I want Whataburger.
Why?
Because that's where she was working when she said, I have restaurant experience.
Oh,
I could tell
I love Whataburger.
French fry covers in a second.
Wow, someone's been there a lot.
Ate a lot of Whataburger. It was right next to the MD Anderson. So every time I'd leave my dad at the hospital and have to go to our little apartment, I'd eat Whataburger.
You'd eat like stress eat.
Yeah, it didn't help that at the same time they had a Dr. Pepper shake. didn't go well.
So Shanti's in the kitchen with True. Not yet, though. But he's in the kitchen.
He's in the kitchen. He's cooking like squid.
And I guess I shouldn't be, but I'm shocked that the prison just gets squid.
I guess so. I do love that he's in a program where they're teaching them a skill where they can work when they
find something when they get out.
So they can actually 100%, make money.
100%.
So, but y'all, meanwhile, she's going to go meet Fanny at a restaurant called Fanny's. And basically, Fanny is like her restaurant mentor. This is a smart idea.
I thought for a minute, because it said help wanted, I thought she was applying for a job. And only until later I heard her say, I have to slow her down because she talks so fast.
She talks very fast, yeah.
And later on I found out she says, my restaurant advisor.
Yeah.
So she's,
I had to
so
watch her on
Fanny is helping her in her kind of entrepreneurial dreams to open a restaurant. And y'all, I'm going to say one thing about Shantae's storyline. Every episode seems like I get sadder and sadder for her, because it feels like everyone around her is trying to take advantage of her.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Not Fanny. Fanny
That's
seems
true.
Like a good,
and Fanny is appalled.
Because True calls while she's there. And so he's on the phone. And the first thing True wants to know is when. Oh, go ahead.
Before you say that, you need to say she is going to get a bank loan for $100,000 for this restaurant. This is what I'm talking about. What's sad. And the goal, she said, was not to do that before she could save some money. But she said, I was going to try to save $25,000, but it got stolen. So it seems to me everyone around her is using her.
Don't trust a man with a cane. Don't.
And a very, very obvious cross.
Yes.
Yeah,
do we really think something fell on his foot or someone,
someone
trying to shake him down?
Someone, loan shark.
Brother seems shifty as fuck.
Oh, for sure. Stepbrother, yeah.
But first, but let's talk about Fanny. So True, of course, is like, how long till you make a profit? And she said, it took me 2 years, which is actually pretty good.
I wrote that down. 2 years.
I always
profit?
Thought it was like 5 years for restaurants.
Y'all, I'm going to say this. Yeah, I'm going to say this now. If you're asking about profits even before you open, you're fucked.
Because as Fanny said, this is about the passion.
Yeah,
it's about you want to do this for the food. It's something you love to do.
Because if you're looking for profit on a night when you had to be the manager and you've just filled in for somebody else and you're if you don't love it so much that the profit is going to, yes, you need the profit, but you have to wait so long and so many tired weeks, months, that it has to become its own reward. And if you're just thinking profit, you're fucked.
Yeah.
I don't think this guy has any realism about opening a restaurant, sadly.
Well, when they get off the phone, Fanny tells Shantae, she says, look, I wouldn't have any partners if this was me. But if you do, make sure you've got it written out that half of this is your loot, because people leave and you want to make sure you have half of your restaurant.
Y'all, I guarantee you he'll freak out if that happens, because he'll say, you don't trust me.
Oh,
sadly.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll get better, though, when she meets her stepbrother.
As soon as this guy walked in, y'all, I went, oh, my God. Is he trying to sell her swampland in the Everglades?
Pretty much.
So he was in prison with True. That's who introduced them. She says, we fell out because there was $5,000 missing from my safe, which is a nice way of saying my brother stole my money.
However, I'm just saying this. If you have a safe, if you lock it, did you tell someone the passcode to the safe?
Well,
because that's not
very
smart.
It must have been open.
Well, shut your safe.
I agree.
My father had a safe in his house, and it was locked, and the only person that knew the combination were he and me and my Aunt Darla. He wouldn't even tell my brother.
I have a feeling that using your family example here may not be healthy.
Well, I'm just saying. Uncle Andy A.W. had a safe, too. No one knew that thing to that.
Again, I don't know if this is all... What? Obviously, I know a lot of people who have safes, and they leave the door half open.
What's the point?
Well, it's because...
What are you going to do? A robber is going to come into your house, and you're going to go, let me go shut that safe.
I think what's happening is she thought her brother was around with her kids, and I think if she was anywhere, if she was gone for a long period of time, she would shut the safe. But I don't think she expected...
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. But he says...
Got safe questions.
She says, he's like, I want my money back. And he's like, the whole thing is... I don't even know about a safe. I wasn't in the house. And y'all, this is such bullshit. You can tell he's a liar.
Caveman lawyer. Yes, you can tell he's lying.
It's like, why would I do that to you? Because you're a fucking user. You can tell.
And True actually calls, and they serve. They were in the yard together.
Yeah.
And so they know
one
another.
I love
it
when you use prison terms.
Well, they were. That's what they said. They were in the yard together. And so it doesn't make sense, as Shantae says later, because... When they get off, because True that kind of talks to him, and you can tell True gets off, and he's like, I don't fucking, this guy, he's shady. And Fred, the stepbrother's like, well, yeah, I didn't really want to tell you about him, but I wouldn't trust him. And she says, but you put us together.
Right.
So that doesn't add up.
Y'all, this woman has no one she can trust. It sucks.
I don't know. I don't know yet about True. I don't know. We haven't found any, like, secrets or anything he's hiding yet. It looks like there might be something next episode. I don't know yet if we cannot trust him yet. I don't trust him because I don't trust men, period. But, or people, really.
I just think this woman gives off, I'm a mark. And everyone, I guarantee you, this is not the first time she's been used, the second time, or the third time. That's why I'm seeing, because people pick up on shit like this. I wouldn't be surprised if Fred and True are in it together and they're just acting like this. That's really cynical.
Well,
but
I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah.
That's the show.
Also, his name is True, and it's just the irony of that is too strong for me. That's the show. Don't...
All right, everybody. That's it. Go to realitygaze.com. Go to our Instagram. Get tickets to our live show. We'd love to see y'all.
Yes.
Especially in Fort Lauderdale, because if y'all don't show up, Poodle's not coming back.
I have decreed it. I will never set foot in South Florida again.
I'll just have to go by myself.
Do the show without me. Go ahead. You wouldn't know what the fuck to do. You'd show up there and going, did he send in tech stuff for me? I don't know what I'm supposed to do. How do I just stand on the stage and say things? Without me mouthing the words and running the puppet, you wouldn't have a fucking clue what to do. Sure, go. I'd love to see a video of it.
It's so easy to get him sometimes, y'all.
I would love to see a video of that show.
You really,
what a circus.
You really are like Jasmine. If you were on a reality show, you could not watch it because you would get angry again at the person. All right, everybody. We will see you next week. Thank again. Next week, hopefully, will be the road show. So
road to Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale.
Holy fuck. What have I gotten myself into?
All right, y'all. We will see you then. Until then, we will
learn
you later.
Lock me in.